Good day, everyone, from me, Andre Fillion, from Gateway News, with a preview of some of the stories we are publishing this week. In South African struggle history, the name Azania became associated with several political movements, and to this day, certain politicians have been calling for South Africa's name to be changed to Azania. In a surprising prophetic twist, an intercessor in Uganda, Canon Christine Shimanya, recently told intercessors in South Africa that in a dream, the Holy Spirit told her that South Africans should stop using the name South Africa for their country, especially in intercession, because of that name's association with apartheid oppression. She said that instead, they should use the name Azania. South African intercessor Apostle Linda Gobodo said she was concerned about the political connotation and looked up the meaning of Azania. But she said, after discovering that the Hebrew meaning of Azania is God has heard, intercessors prayed and received that the Lord has indeed given South Africa a new name. And at a prayer meeting in Kimberley, on the 6th of October, former Chief Justice Mogoeng Mogoeng shared that he was shocked when he first heard the Azania prophetic word, especially as in his radical past, he was a leader in the Black Consciousness Movement of Azania. But he now believes that the Lord has spoken. He urged the congregation to ask God for themselves and decide whether they too would refer to the nation as Azania when they pray. In other news, I spoke to Pastor Ruben Africa about the launch of a mediation center in West End in the northern areas of Nelson Mandela Bay on Tuesday next week. A seasoned pastor with a heart for the northern areas community, which has a long history of drugs and gang-related problems, Pastor Africa is an accredited mediator and part of a non-profit panel who want to bring hope in the area through mediation and by offering post-mediation Christian counseling where requested. I believe in the power of mediation, he said. As a believer, I find that God uses his people to be peacemakers and bring his light into a dark and broken world. Myself and other born-again mediators on our panel have found that mediation gives us access to people whose lives are in turmoil as a result of ongoing conflict. Many of these people end up in court battles over conflicts that could be settled in a quicker, cheaper, and more efficient way, he said. He told of a painful conflict between a local church and a politically involved community member that had been through courts for 7 years without a resolution, which they resolved amicably through mediation in just a few hours. He said many conflicts have been referred to the panel by courts, but with next week's launch, they will be encouraging people to come to them directly for help. Their website address is www.mediationcenterpe.co.za. They also have a Facebook page, Media Center PE. In international news, we report on a unique crowdfunding project in England where over 7,500 Christians have donated more than 20 million rand towards creating an eternal wall of answered prayer. The 51.5-meter structure in the West Midlands will include 1 million bricks, each representing an answered prayer. A further 12 million rand is needed before construction, which is planned for March 2022, can begin. Richard Gamble, the founder of the project, told Premier Christian Radio that people will be able to point their phones at any of the million bricks in the structure, and their phone will light up and tell them the story of hope that lies within. We believe that this will ignite a faith for prayer in this nation, he said. You can read these stories and more online at gatewaynews.co.za, or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.